Previously, we started to take a look at a church that takes on the characteristics of a sociopathic pastor. I didn't get as far as I liked, so let me review. Remember, to a person who has no conscience and no empathy, a sociopath, true Christianity is meaningless. It's not even real. The only Christianity a sociopathic person can understand is one made up of recordable, markable, countable externals, and one which fulfills the sociopath's ambitions for personal glory. Sociopaths have a profound sense of entitlement. They do believe that they are entitled to what they want. They will call the least error from you sin. They will call the grossest, most horrendous sins from themselves mistakes, if they even admit that much. So a sociopath's version of Christianity will be all externals, and that makes Christian fundamentalism the religion of choice to a sociopath. Christian fundamentalism has lined up several externals that get the highest priority in its preaching and teaching at the expense of genuine Christian truth, and here are those externals. First, as I mentioned before, gender distinctions, many of them artificial, simply are added on to Scripture. There is a strict dress code in a sociopathic church. Second, submission from women as a rule, frequently taught, and usually also submission of everybody to the pastor. Third, soul winning. Spiritual growth is measured by church growth, and those people who bring in the most get the crown of being spiritual, even if they are devils. Some fundamentalist preachers have even preached that soul winning encompasses all the fruits of the Spirit. Decisions, which are external, replace repentance, which is internal. If the pastor is pushed to define it, he teaches repentance as a change in mental assent, which is an incorrect view of repentance, but it is the only view that a sociopath understands. But repentance in a sociopathic church is devalued. Next, loyalty. That human virtue never mentioned once in the Bible and certainly never recommended. As the apostle said in Acts, we ought to obey God rather than men, and as Paul said to the Christians at Corinth, saying, I am of this person or I am of this person is carnal. Yet loyalty is a cornerstone virtue in fundamentalism. And why is that? Because you need everybody to keep quiet about the gross sins you are hiding in the back room. Finally, political action, always conservative. Politics are often preached in fundamentalist pulpits, which is a dereliction of duty from preaching the Word of God for what it says. But a sociopath will understand political action and even political sides to a question far, far better than a sociopath will understand what the Bible is actually saying about anything.